anyone from me.
Take. Talk. Take. Talk.
Do not hold back.
Something happened and you're not telling me.
Masir is making his move.
Gentlemen, it's rock and roll.
But we know what's at stake, right?
This is for you, my love, and I hope you're proud. The words there of the actress, filmmaker, producer, businesswoman Connie Ferguson talking about the return of The Kings of Joburg at season 2, which premieres tonight on Netflix around 10 o'clock this evening.
This morning.
And of course, in part, a tribute to her late husband, Shona, with whom she conceived the idea of the series. The sequel sees her teaming up once again with the executive producer and showrunner Samad Davis. And guess what? As promised, they are both here in the studio with me. I'll tell a little funny story about that clip. We played it a little earlier, and the character says, "What do you want from me?" And then you hear tick, tuck, tick, tuck. Of course, I heard something else a little earlier on, and I said, "Oh no, stop, until the producers calmed me down. But no, there was no swear word in that clip. It just says tick, tock, tick, tock. So firstly, I must tell you, of course, we know the premiere was on the 21st last week. Yes. I was going to come, but I think my invitation got lost in the mail. No, that's a joke. That is a joke. But seriously, I think, firstly, Connie, I think that A-list turnout is indicative, I think, of the industry's affection. I would even say respect and admiration for what you've accomplished in your career. How does it feel?
Oh, thank you so much. It's so humbling. We knew that a lot of people were looking forward to the premiere, but I think just being there on the night and feeling the mood and the energy of everybody and seeing everyone that came out was just so validating and humbling.
Samad, we know you, of course, from your other work, The Top Actor SA. You even cast the winner in your film Love by Chance. Talk to me about how your relationship with Ferguson Films began.
Ah, that's so interesting. I actually was friends with Connie first.
I'm just going to need you to come a little closer to the mic. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, I said I was actually friends with Connie first, and she thought it was wise for us to all get together, me, her, and Shona. And we had dinner together, right?
Yes.
And we said, okay, I see what you're doing. You see what I'm doing. What can we do together? What can we do together and make magic? And Shona had already created the concept and the pilot for Kings of Joburg. And I said, hey, if it's something that I think we could really take to the next level and do together, let's do it. And we agreed to do it, and we never looked back.
Yeah, just to add to that, Sho and I had already worked on the concept of Kings of Joburg. Mm-hmm. Out of pocket, shot a pilot. I mean, mm-hmm. it was a big risk on our side mm-hmm. because we thought if we had so much faith in that story, and we thought if we're going to shop it around, let's show and tell. You know, not just sit in a boardroom and try to tell people
and
what
describe,
we want
and describe
as well. Let's rather show. Exactly. So when Samad and us got together, you know, there was a lot of synergy there because he already had the international contacts, and you know, we were able to get on a great platform as a team.
Right. I loved the idea, certainly from the first season, that, you know, I mean, Joburg is a gritty place. Joburg is a rough place, but it almost felt to me that Joburg itself was a character.
It is a character. Joburg clearly is a character in this series. And I think we've exposed that in season 1, but definitely in season 2, we've actually leveled it up a bit. So just very excited for people to see what we put together here.
So because of your outsider's view, if you will, Samad, I mean, what does this say about the opportunities of telling South African stories and the international appetite for them?
Well, I think COVID did us all a justice in terms of people's viewing habits changing. So people globally are willing to watch content from all over the world and subtitles, doesn't matter. People connect to really good storytelling. And I think it's just a perfect opportunity to export all this talent in front of the camera, behind the camera, that South Africa has to offer and expose it to the world. And I just think that's a beautiful thing.
Connie, the supernatural element of the series. I mean, you are the devil with whom is made as far as this is concerned. That added something that is a little unusual in the mix.
It did. And that crazy idea was actually my idea, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because I'm obsessed with fantasy. I think it tends to bring a lot of intrigue to storytelling. And most of our storytelling is very family-oriented,
right.
Regardless of the kind of businesses that the families are in, but we are all about family. And growing up, you'd hear all these crazy stories about all these fantastical creatures and whatnot. And, you know, and because we are also going out to a wider global audience, we thought it would be intriguing to just add that element of fantasy to the show. So I think the mermaid evolves quite a bit actually in this season. In the last season, there were a lot of questions around the creature, which I believe we answer in this season.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, if I think of your journey, firstly, I suppose, or initially at least as an actor, to have now come to this stage of your career where you're producing Netflix series that what it got to top 10 globally. I mean, what do you pinch yourself, Connie, and go, wow?
I'm blessed, right? I've been pinching myself most of my life. But, you know, it's not luck. It's a lot of hard work, it's commitment, it's prayer, it's being part of a team and playing as part of that team. It just really takes a lot to realize a dream, right? You can dream, but if you sit and do nothing about it, you won't be able to manifest your dreams. So yes, I realized how blessed we are to be where we are, and we're launching today. I mean, oh my goodness. The excitement
it's
is
been
palpable.
A labor of love. It's been such hard work. And just to get to this point, I mean, sheesh.
Yeah.
They've
no
just done a fist bump there.
You don't understand.
Well, I would imagine part of the difficulty, and I must ask you this, how hard has it been to carry on without Shona?
The hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. Because Shona and I were together for 20 years, as you might know, and we were literally joined at the hip the whole time. There's nothing that I haven't done with my husband since we were together. So now just trying to, you know, find my feet on my own was just so hard. But I think I'm so lucky and blessed to have had the right support around me. People walking with me, holding my hand and telling me, sis, Samad, sis, we can do this, sis, we can do this. My team, Andries, my producers, my directors, Cons, we can do this not only for sure, but for you. They call me the queen, but for you, our
you
queen.
You are the queen. You are the queen.
Our queen, we can do this. We can, you know, and just that that affirmation from everybody else, well, I think gave me a lot of confidence to say, you know what, my better half may not be here, but I'm not alone.
Right.
A point of controversy, I mean, I know not for you, but for certain viewers, they might raise an eyebrow or two. You've cast Neo in this second season? Neo Matsunyane, by the way.
Neo Matsunyane, yeah. First of all, I'm not the casting director. So some decisions are made independently. With that
you can
said,
say no.
No. I can say no, but why would I say
yeah.
no? Neo is a brilliant actor. He's a brilliant performer. And he suited the role perfectly. So why not cast Neo? And why is that a point of controversy?
Indeed. And that's why I said not for you, but for some viewers. And talking about the cast, I mean, if you look at the names, SK Khoza, Thapelo Mokoena, even Thembi Seete, Sello Makekanxube, of course, it's a stellar cast. I want to see more opportunities for South African actors hitting the big time.
Just make sure everybody tunes in and watches all 8 episodes, and we'll see more of those actors, I promise you. Again, this is they're all being exported to the world. This is a global stage. This show is going out globally. Netflix has done a fantastic job in really putting the machine behind it to make sure that it can be successful as it can be. So this is that opportunity. Even Connie, I always told you, I said, I think you've outgrown. It's time to really spread your wings globally. And that's the aim here. It's an opportunity for everybody behind the scenes and in front of the camera to really go to the next level. And that's why I really appreciate this whole journey. And I think Shona would be very proud.
I expect he would. Connie, you've more or less conquered the South African market.
Have I?
Big dreams? Oh, come on. I mean, we can rattle off any number of productions that you've been behind that have done incredibly successfully. Hence, we even call you the queen, right? Your aims for the next stage? Have you got plans for global dominance?
We definitely have plans for global dominance. There's a lot that I can't talk about at the moment, but we are working on 4 different concepts, which will go into production at different stages, not all together at once. But yeah, a lot of exciting stuff ahead.
In about an hour or so, you can watch the second season of Kings of Joburg. I really appreciate both of you coming into the studio. We wish you all the success, not only with this endeavor, but any other future plans. And I think, Connie, I must say, you hold a very special place in the hearts of many South Africans who have watched you. And perhaps one of the things I must say to you is thank you. Thank you for your artistry. Thank you for your business savvy, because we've not only learned what one needs to do to succeed in your profession as an artist, as a performer, but the business, the mind, the intellect behind what you do. And you really, really have done us proud.
Thank you so much. Bless you for that.